This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says People's Leader Madan Bhandari was leader with multidimensional personality. Country observing National Paddy Day today. Public transport to operate from today in odd-even system. Nepal reports additional 2,444 new cases of COVID-19. And UN Human Rights Chief calls for global action against racism. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said People's Leader Madan Bhandari has been established as a personality with positive attitude who led the Nepali society in the path of peace and development. At an event organized yesterday by the Madan Bhandari Foundation on the occasion of 70th birth anniversary of late communist leader Madan Bhandari, Prime Minister Oli said they had the responsibility of accomplishing the campaign of social change and progress forwarded by leader Bhandari. Prime Minister Oli, who is also chairperson of the foundation, stressed on the need of moving forward by assimilating the principles established by late leader Bhandari. On a different note, Prime Minister Oli asserted that any activities inciting violence in the court should not be permitted. The Prime Minister was referring to a remark of an advocate who was putting forth his points against the dissolution of the House of Representatives at the hearing on the case relating to the dissolution of the House in the Apex Court. Meantime, Prime Minister Oli refuted the CPN-UML leader Madhav Kumar Nepal's previous statement that he was secretly proposed for the post of Prime Minister. The National Paddy Day and Paddy Plantation Festival is being observed today across the nation. The Paddy Day is observed on Asar 15 in the lunar calendar every year to mark the paddy cultivation season. Similarly, Asar 15 is also celebrated as the festival of a special delicacy including a mix of curd and beaten rice in the Nepali society. Nepal started celebrating Asar 15 as National Paddy Day from 2005 as per the minister-level decision held on December 14, 2004. The government has urged all not to purchase anti-COVID-19 vaccine in the country. Deputy spokesperson at the Health Ministry, Dr. Samir Adhikari, urged all not to do so as government was managing the vaccines as per the priority age group and free of cost. He also urged one and all to inform the concerned authorities if any irregularities were found in the vaccination drive. Dr. Adhikari further said that the government was effortful to purchase additional vaccines and urged not to pay money for the vaccine. According to the latest report, 752,110 people have received both doses of COVID-19 vaccine so far in the country. The government side has begun debate on the dissolution of the House of Representatives case. Attorney General Ramesh Badal took part in the pleading defending the government's decision to dissolve the House of Representatives second time on the 22nd of May. The Supreme Court on Sunday concluded the hearing on the writ petitions filed by 146 former lawmakers of the dissolved House. A total of 36 legal practitioners pleaded on behalf of writ petitioners, demanding that House be reinstated and Sher Bahadur Deoba be appointed the Prime Minister of Nepal. The hearing on the case is underway since Wednesday before the constitutional bench comprising Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Rana and Judges Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Khadka, Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada and Dr. Ananda Mohan Patrai. Public vehicles with over 25-seat capacity will be allowed for operation in the Kathmandu Valley from today in odd-even number plate system. In a press statement issued yesterday, the District Administration Office, Kathmandu, stated that public transport entrepreneurs are required to make sure the enforcement of public health protocols and physical distancing rules while operating the service. The operation hours have been fixed from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. In case of private vehicles, travel of up to 4 persons has been allowed in a car, jeep and a van, and up to 3 in case of a taxi. The odd-even number plate system is applicable for two-wheelers as well. Vehicles of health professionals and other essential service providers will be allowed to operate unobstructed by following recommended health protocols. Similarly, the celebrations of a wedding function or other family gatherings are allowed within home or at a residing place with the presence of up to 15 people. The country has reported a total of 2,444 new cases of COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. According to Health Ministry, Chapa, Morang, Sunsari, Chitwan, Kaski and Nawalparasi East recorded highest number of COVID-19 cases compared to other districts in the past 24 hours. With the recent update, the COVID-19 infection tally reached 635,188 in the country till the state. Meantime, the ministry confirmed additional 3,853 recoveries in the past 24 hours. With this, the total recovery rate now stands at 92.6%, while the death rate is 1.42%. Likewise, 42 additional COVID-19 related deaths have been reported across the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. Heavy rainfall is predicted in the eastern and central parts of the country from coming Wednesday, making monsoon more active thereafter. According to senior meteorologist Min Kumar Arial, the monsoon that entered Nepal on July 11 was not so active until now, but the monsoon will begin to rage from coming Wednesday onward. Monsoon-induced disasters are likely in various parts of the country due to the heavy rainfall. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has called for precaution against possible disasters in the vulnerable areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international dates now. The United Nations Human Rights Council has urged global action, including reparations, to make amends for racism against people of African descent. Its new report also urges new educational reform and apologies to address discrimination. The findings cite concerns in about 60 countries, including the UK, Belgium, France, Canada, Brazil, and Colombia. The study began after the murder of George Floyd and unarmed black man in U.S. police custody in 2020. The findings say protests over the Minnesota man's death and the conviction of a white policeman were a seminal point in the fight against racism. The UN's report is based on discussions with more than 300 experts and people of African descent and seeks to push nations to take actions to end racial injustices. The Ethiopian government has declared a ceasefire in the Tigray region 8 months after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops to oust its leadership. The announcement came as witnesses reported anti-government troops in the streets of Tigray's capital Mekelle. All sides have been accused of carrying out mass killings and human rights violations. More than 5 million people are in urgent need of food aid, the UN says, with 350,000 facing famine. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and light rain at a few places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says People's Leader Madan Bhandari was leader with multidimensional personality. Country observing National Paddy Day today. Public transport to operate from today in odd-even system. Nepal reports additional 2,444 new cases of COVID-19. And UN Human Rights Chief calls for a global action against racism. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.